Human action brings God's name into disrepute in the Haftarah for Shabbat Parah from Ezekiel 36. Welcome to The Voice of the Prophet, the weekly Haftarah brought to life, featuring actor Ronald Gutman. I'm your host, Rabbi Jan Urbeck, director of the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS.
The word of Adonai came to me, "Oh, mortal, when the house of Israel dwelt on their own soil, they defiled it with their ways and their deeds. Their ways were in my sight like the impurity of a menstruous woman. So I poured out my wrath on them for the blood which they shed upon their land, and for the fetishes with which they defiled it. I scattered them among the nations, and they were dispersed through the countries. I punished them in accordance with their ways and their deeds. But when they came to those nations, they caused my holy name to be profaned, in that it was said of them, 'These are the people of Adonai,' yet they had to leave God's land. Therefore, I am concerned for my holy name, which the house of Israel has caused to be profaned among the nations to which they have come. Say to the house of Israel, 'Thus said Adonai Elohim, not for your sake will I act, O house of Israel, but for my holy name, which you have caused to be profaned among the nations to which you have come. I will sanctify my great name, which has been profaned among the nations among whom you have caused it to be profaned, and the nations shall know that I am Adonai, declares Adonai Elohim, when I manifest my holiness before their eyes through you. I will take you from among the nations and gather you from all the countries, and I will bring you back to your own land. I will sprinkle pure water upon you, and you shall be pure. I will purify you from all your impurities and from all your fetishes, and I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit into you. I will remove the heart of stone from your body and give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit into you. Thus I will cause you to follow my laws and faithfully to observe my rules. Then you shall dwell in the land which I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. And when I have delivered you from all your impurity, I will summon the grain and make it abundant, and I will not bring famine upon you. I will make the fruit of your trees and the crops of your fields abundant, so that you shall never again be humiliated before the nations because of famine. And then you shall recall your evil ways and your base conduct, and you shall loathe yourselves for your iniquities and your abhorrent practices. Not for your sake will I act, declares Adonai Elohim. Take good note. Be ashamed and humiliated because of your ways, O house of Israel. Thus said Adonai Elohim, when I have purified you of all your iniquities, I will people your settlements, and the ruined places shall be rebuilt. And the desolate land, after lying waste in the sight of every passerby, shall again be tilled. And people shall say, that land, once desolate, has become like the Garden of Eden, and the cities, once ruined, desolate, and ravaged, are now populated and fortified. And the nations that are left around you shall know that I, Adonai, have rebuilt the ravaged places and replanted the desolate land. I, Adonai, have spoken and will act.
You've been listening to The Voice of the Prophet from the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS. You'll find questions for further reflection and discussion in the episode notes. If you find these podcasts meaningful, please share them with your friends and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can email me your questions or comments at onlinelearning@jtsa.edu. Shabbat shalom, and thanks for listening.